My name is Carrie, and I've presented to the board of forests, some of you might recognize me. I'm project manager for Municipal Search Tax Services at Florida MPO. And here today to provide an update on MPO's prioritization efforts in regards to the search tax projects. So just to give you a overview, in June 2018, the County Commission enacted the Transportation Search Tax Ordinance. Also in the summer of 2018, the municipalities submitted their projects to the county. November of 2018, voters approved the 1 cent sales surtax, which took effect on January 1st, 2019. And then most recently, fact right here, in March 2019, the first distribution of surtax revenues was received by the county from the Department of Revenue. Okay, so this table is borrowed from a September presentation that was given to the Oversight Board, and it goes over the opposite management and budget forecasts. I added this last row at the bottom, the differences between the forecast for the original plan. They're basically showing that the anticipated revenues for the entire plan are greater than the original one. Okay, so just a reminder that the MPO is handling the prioritization of the capital transportation projects. However, also a part of the municipal surtax funds, which for fiscal year 2020 is an estimated $122 million, are the funds for community shuttles and rehabilitation and maintenance projects, which the county is handling the prioritization of. And just a reminder that the maintenance projects were actually originally part of the original ILA and local agreement. However, there was the First Amendment to this interlocal agreement, which removed the maintenance and rehab projects from the MPO's purview, and the county, again, is handling the prioritization of those projects. So there are, the language in the ILA is 506. There's actually a total of 505. Right now, and that's due to a little bit of shuffling around. A few projects were taken off our list and put on the county's list, or given to PCT, because they might have been some community shuttles projects that were in there by mistake, and then a few went from the county list to our list. So now there's a total of 505. So we are currently ending the ranking process. We first reviewed the projects that we originally received in the original list from the county, and then we gave the municipalities a chance to give us more or additional information on the project details. And then we have created a geographic-based ranking tool, and we are finishing the process of ranking the projects, and next is to program those projects. And of course, our big deadline is we need to submit the prioritized list of projects, program list of projects, to the county staff by March.
Is shovel-ready criteria a part of that?
Yes.
Before they get to the county.
I would definitely go over that.
I just want to know
slides.
It's required.
Shovel
is
readiness
shovel-ready.
Is a part of the review, correct? Yes.
Okay.
So these next couple slides are taken from the workshop that was given here at the MPO criteria workshop. So I don't think this table you all have seen at the board meetings before, except for this very last, for this right column. So the first few criteria, so these are the criteria that are used in the ranking tool: employment, population density, access support to transit service, and incident delay. Those three, they are being awarded there's a potential to earn the highest amount of points in these categories because of their direct connection to the goals of the Broward County Ordinance, which are alleviating congestion and enhancing connectivity. And then next, potential to earn points are the categories of roadway level service and connection to existing facilities, and then which are connected to alleviate congestion and then enhance connectivity separately, and then resiliency and equity. So if you have any questions about this table, I can come back to it, definitely. And then also part of the points distribution, a key component is the work mix. So the work mixes that we believe are have the greatest potential to impact connection and congestion, or connectivity and congestion, receive paramount of points. And then it moves down to things like resiliency improvements related to mobility, which weren't exactly outlined in the ordinance, but we believe is an important part of the MOB process.
Wouldn't signal enhancement fiber kind of be the same thing? Or if it's not, then what do you mean by signal enhancement?
So the there, let's see, signal enhancement, that would be
the
almost the same with, sorry?
The mast arms versus hanging wire? Or?
No, just like the timing, like improving the timing of the signals. And they really, the point difference isn't so great. They're kind of on the low end of the medium amount of points. And fiber is, I guess, the lowest. But
and how would a city be involved in signal enhancement? I don't think I control any signals as a city.
Yeah, we did receive some projects that were categorized as signal enhancement, but I'd be happy to follow up on that question with you. Dan, if you wouldn't mind writing it, writing it down for me. Okay, so from the ILA, between, so these are the project readiness evaluation factors that are taken from the ILA between the MPO and the county. They are detailed budget, project timeline, assessment of shovel readiness, right-of-way availability or acquisition needs, project location, resolution of support, project contact info, utility relocation, identified and ownership, and other relevant data. So I have we have here a solid circle, which means that this information has been verified in this first round of reviews. And then if it's a hatched circle, it means that it hasn't been verified for this first cycle one so far. So basically what that means is that, like, for example, detailed budget and project timeline, that's information that we did give the cities an opportunity to provide when we had that online submittal tool open to everyone. But we either did not receive a lot of that information, and if we did, we didn't verify it at this point in time. That is something that we will be doing in the future cycles beyond cycle one, and that for this first cycle, any of the top-ranked projects that are programmed, the county would be responsible for verifying that information, like the utility relocation, right of way, things like that.
I have a contextual question. Does
okay.
that mean to be determined and there are no points taken away because my detailed budget has not been verified?
Right, there are no points taken away. It's more of, you know, if a plan was, there were very few projects where we received a detailed budget. So, I mean, we went by what we were given this time around, and there were no, again, there are no points taken away for not having that. Maybe the project just didn't make it as far through the process if you didn't have the information, but there's still an opportunity to provide that information. Because there are some projects that seem like they're construction ready, and we just need the cities to follow up with a detailed budget.
So this is a report that's how I'm reading this. This is a report on the projects that you have in your offer, that this is how they stack up?
No, I guess I wouldn't really describe it that way exactly. This is the, in the ILA, there it outlines that we should use these nine factors in the evaluation process when we review the projects to see if they are ready, if they're program ready. So.
And what does a hashed not verified do for me? I'm using this as a rubric of some sort, and I don't know what not verified does for a project that I present.
Sure, so.
Since I don't have to have it verified in order to pass it through?
What it means to not verified is that either we didn't receive that information, or if we did, we did not go, at this point in time, go out into the field. And so say somebody submitted in our online tool, do you need right of way? You need to acquire right of way, yes or no? And they said no. Well, this first cycle, we haven't gone out into the field for every one of the projects and verified if that's completely correct, that they don't need any right of way.
So this is a report of the projects.
It's their evaluation factors, things to look at to see if the project, if this was submitted, it'll help us see if the project is ready to be programmed.
Could you put that on the board? Because I don't understand that still.
Okay.
We'll come back to that. You can, I don't want to hold this up.
Sure. And then the resolution of support has an NA next to it because we didn't specifically ask for a resolution of support this time around in this review. But I, you can anticipate that that will be something that's requested in the near future.
That's from the city council.
Yes.
City commission. So touching on the shovel readiness, which is one of these readiness factors in the prior table, in the field reviews, we'll be looking for if there's a project manager for the project, if there are design plans, we're looking at the existing conditions, whether permits are obtained, and whether the project is fittable. You've seen this schedule a lot. This we're at the beginning of January, so we're almost finished with the review for program readiness. And then we're also continuing to work on the list of program projects, and that'll be shared in February before it's given, transmitted to Broward County staff. And it'll either be in the form of at the MPO board or TAC and CAC, or similar to how we've done in past months, possibly hold a stakeholder engagement.
What's TAC and CAC?
Technical Advisory Committee and Citizens Advisory Committee.
Not everybody speaks that
well. Sure, yeah. It's the, apologize for the acronyms, but yeah. Okay, so next steps, these kind of outline the next steps of the county actions. So after we transmit the list on March 1st to county staff, they will compare an item to the oversight board on March 26th to take action on the Cycle 1 capital projects. And then in April 2020, there will be a county supplemental budget resolution to include the Cycle 1 projects into the fiscal year for the budget. And immediately following that supplemental budget resolution, the Cycle 1 projects can launch as long as an interlocal agreement for project funding is executed between municipalities and the county.
You know what the action is on March 26th, what the oversight board is supposed to do?
They are supposed to approve the program projects for Cycle 1.
They have a line item veto?
They are able to, they do have the ability to send the project staff for further review if they choose to do so.
They could pull one up and say, could you give us more information on that and then approve the rest of the list? Or?
And the way I read it was kind of as a whole, that they could send, the whole list back. I'm not sure if they can send, just pick out one project from the entire list instead of that. That's a good question. I could definitely follow up on that.
So you mentioned you prioritize 505 projects. Are all those every single one is prioritized 505 and 126? Does the entire project list get adopted? Is it dynamic? If not, so? And if it is, then how often are you going to move to the same projects?
Great questions. So, yes, every project will be a ranking, and every project from 1 to 525 will fall somewhere in that ranking. that list will be a part of the backup, it won't be the final product that we send, but it will be part of the backup. that material that is taken to the oversight board, shared with the oversight board, in that item. And then, your, one of your question was how often, every year, on an annual basis, we will be re-ranking, those projects. And starting February 2021, there's going to be an opportunity to submit for swap outs and new projects. And then at that same time, we'll also open it up to, the city staff to submit any new information or more information on existing projects that were included in the original plan. So say you only had, you know, 30% design plans, then at this point in time, if you, you know, take it further than that, you can submit the plans that you have now, or any other new things.
Question for you.
Sure.
Could you go back over the first slide you had to show the,
Very first slide?
Yeah, the slope. Oh, I'm sorry, were you at the conclusion of the presentation?
Yes, that was actually the last slide.
The surtax funds estimated, that encompasses all three, this is not specific to community shelters, correct?
Correct, yes, this is for, all three, for the
okay.
first year, for the first cycle.
Okay.
It'll be, you know, distributed between
okay.
the places.
All right.
And for clarity,
yes.
500 projects presented, they get ranked, they get funded in the order of rank until the $122 million is expended. If we run out of money at project 18, then the remaining projects don't get any funding for that cycle.
Yes, and there is a focus on the construction ready projects for cycle one.
I understand.
Yeah.
But if,
yeah.
if I run out of money after
right,
project
yes, because
18,
only have
that's,
so much
that's all I
money.
Got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So your revenues are expected to exceed what was originally projected.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. That's what it's looking like.
Does that mean more projects will have the opportunity to be considered, or is the district still capped what was originally submitted?
More projects be considered from the original list that we received.
Mm-hmm.
So, potential for more to be funded if we do have more revenues than
before. Also, on your criteria list, if you could move ahead, resiliency was rated pretty low. And we just talked about that in one of our shops about climate change and everything. Why is resiliency considered so low on the interest?
Good question. We have definitely discussed this internally, and if the reason why it falls lower on the points chart is because it's not a part of the Broward County the Transportation Surtax Ordinance. It specifically directs us to focus on connection and congestion, connectivity and congestion. So, but we still want to take it into account. So we do have it worked into the criteria, but yeah, it isn't as high as the other factors. Thank you.
Are we moving on?
I think we're at the end of our time, but if anybody has any other questions, like I have to give you my business card, you can take a call.
Thank you.
Thank you.